Welcome to Geeks of the North, a hobby and gaming podcast in the Dolph of Angus. We're here to paint some miniatures and talk about the hobby, so why don't you sit back, relax, grab a paintbrush, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to Geeks of the North, your one-stop shop for hobby and gaming from the Great White North. As always, I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with my co-host, the one and only Antoine Bergeron.
Hello.
Building up some suspense there, eh, Antoine?
Once every episode, you say, I, Antoine, or something like that, before I interject, so I was expecting that, and took too long to react. So.
Well, you know, I like to mix it up, buddy, and keep you guessing. It's the secret to a successful relationship. First off, I just want to say I'm sorry for the audio quality I've had the last few weeks. I think I've got the problem fixed now, so hopefully no one else complained to me about it. I forget that Windows had a setting. Well, I changed PCs, and I forgot that by default, Windows has a like variable volume setting for recording, where it automatically adjusts volume on the fly. So every time I wasn't talking, it couldn't hear me, so it just kept increasing the volume. Which meant that my track was flooded with all kinds of weird background noises, like me rinsing my brush. And
yeah. Some good stuff.
Yeah. Well, Windows was trying to figure out where I was.
Mm-hmm. Are you lost, Paul? Where are you?
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, he must be there. We'll just keep turning it up until we find him. I hate Windows some days. Not enough to use something else, but... Well, really, what would I switch to? I'm not buying a Mac. And I recently tried recording a podcast with someone using Linux. any thought I had of switching to that platform for podcasting died that night. So, yeah. It appears I'm just stuck with Windows.
The evil you know.
Well, exactly. This is not going well. What you working on there, buddy?
No idea.
Excellent.
Like I mentioned off air before we started recording, I was supposed to prime and base coat the buff terrain, but I forgot to run an errand, and I just came back right in time for the podcast, so I don't have anything prepped, and I have a bunch of half-finished projects on my table that I don't want to work on, so I'm not sure.
I started working on Brock and Thrommel from that game, Judgment.
Judgment.
And
game.
Well, I had to think for a second. And aside from Brock being a king of mold slips and just all kinds of small imperfections, he's just being frustrating. And I painted him, I airbrushed his flesh tones, thinking, oh, that'll make things simpler. Yeah, not so much.
No, it didn't work out?
Well, he ended up a lot paler than I wanted, even though I was using dark flesh tones. Apparently, Ken over at Badger has a different idea of what earthy flesh tones look like than I do. Or his paint chemist does, anyway. So now I'm like, okay, well, I can build up some shadows with, like, some, flesh wash or something. Like, thin it out, glaze it in. Darken the deepest, darkest area. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, now he's orange. This is not what I intended.
So you have a New Jersey dwarf now?
What's the term for that they always use for those people? Not a bro, but yes, I have a Jersey Shore dwarf, and I'm unpleased. My God, I've lost my English. I am displeased. I guess I'm also unpleased. If that was a real way of saying anything. It's got me so distracted, Antoine, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Yeah. So, apart from that,
I'm emotionally distraught, Antoine. Mm-hmm. I'm emotionally distraught. Sorry, you were saying?
Yeah, apart from that, what have you worked on this week? More Judgment, I think.
Yeah, well, I worked on Rick here, which I think I was working on last week when we were recording. And he's come along quite a bit. I should probably finish him before I started someone new, but I wasn't feeling it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, like, whatever. He's... If I put him on the table, no one's going to be like, oh my god, he's unpainted. Because he's pretty much done. This is some detailing work to do. He's already better than 90% of what I've seen for people having painted Judgment figs. So. I ain't worried. You know, that boggles my mind. And people who buy the models this game and then just like slap paint on them to get them ready. I find it distressing.
Mm-hmm.
Because these models ain't cheap.
No.
I mean, I guess it's everyone's money if they... That's the way they want to do it, and that's the way they want to do it, and that's fine.
Yeah, and that's also maybe their level of painting. Like, they might be happy with what they're able to do. It might also be the only thing they're able to. And I'm sure most people don't want to commission paint a Judgment team.
I can only imagine how expensive that would be.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you win this round, Antoine. I was channeling my inner Yom, being a little judgy. Sorry. I'll do better. Yeah, so, aside from that, did I work on anything else? Does shopping count?
Oh, go for it. Go for it. I have some shopping too, so.
You know, some madman convinced me to buy into... a dead game this week.
You talked to Devin at Captain Ken, that's all?
No, I was referring to you, buddy.
You sure?
With your evil persuasiveness. All innocent seeming until it's too late. And next you know, you've got an order of Pulp City figures coming. And you're like, how did that happen? I don't even remember doing this.
You've been talking for it for days, so I'm pretty sure you know what you did.
I'm still pretty sure it's all your fault.
Oh, yeah, that I agree, but it's not a secret, though. It didn't happen out of the blue.
Okay, fair enough.
I can take the blame, but it wasn't magic.
maybe it was. It's a little bit of magic. Maybe. Yeah. Your art of seduction. invest a little bit there. Luckily, it's a super low model count game, so it's not, I'm not going bankrupt, investing in Pulp City. And then I, ordered some of the new, Guild Ball stuff, and I may have some Judgment stuff in a shopping cart right now. been an expensive week for hobby.
And aren't we supposed to finish another order for 40k stuff?
Yes.
You're waiting for my my part. That's true. So
yeah,
we'll talk about that after the show.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah, I think that's about it for purchases and.
That's already a good list for purchases for only a week.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to overachieve sometimes. Mm-hmm. what have you been up to?
I've mostly been sculpting, and even
well, there's a shocker.
Not much. Advanced my small commission. Did some work on the Crow Witch, but not much. It was mostly the commission. The other thing I did was I did some further test casting. With the new pressure tank. And I casted some of the special balls we did, the custom balls we did for last year National.
For the curling stone.
Yeah. I casted some because I need some for the new project we're doing for this year's swags. So.
I can't wait to see what you're doing.
I won't work on that really until after Adepticon, but at least I'll have materials ready. Yeah. And I also wanted to test the purple, and it comes out really nice. I'm super happy with the color.
Oh, that's right. You got purple. Purple.
Yeah, I got purple tint for the resin. So I'm happy with the color.
It. Well, you are the king of purple right now, right? Yeah,
it looks like purple.
Well, I hate it when my purple looks green.
It looks...
like I'm not sure what you meant there by it's purple, but like you were expecting it to be something else?
I didn't put much in it. So it's lilac. Is it lila?
Yeah, lilac.
Yeah, it's super pale for now, and I think that's perfect. I think if I went more toward a true purple, so more... more ink into the resin, it would be too dark, and we wouldn't see the detail in the miniature once they're cast. So I think that the pale lilac-like color I have now is fine. I'll try to stay around that when I do my other castings. And I finished all the cleaning and preparation for the minis. I need to do new molds. I even put some... promotion, well, like not name tags, but company names under them. Like, just marked Zanyan under each, most of the sculpts. How do they say called it?
Branding.
Yeah, branding. Yeah. I branded some of the miniatures. Not all of them, because I didn't want to rework on some, and others I don't have the space for.
But, hard to put a brand on a 15 mil dwarf.
No, I'm not casting the dwarf, and he's 10 mil, not 15.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
But I could, because he has a base. I could do it on the base.
Yeah.
But that would be too much work, and I'm not casting him for resale. He's too small. It's not worth it. But I've prepped an handful of miniatures, and I need to start doing the new molds, so I've been... putting that off because I didn't know exactly how I would do the new molds. Because the mold box I was using is too big for the pressure tank.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
It's an old mold box that works for pressure molding, too. The RTV silicone I was using before needed pressure to cast proper, well, to set properly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that anymore, but I still use the box because it's adaptable and super easy to work with. But it's a bit big and it doesn't fit into the pressure chamber. So I need to do freestanding molds, I guess.
Hmm.
So I'm trying to see what I'll work with. I have a bunch of foam, not foam core, but... the plastic corrugated plastic.
Okay.
There's corrugate? A name for that.
Plastic card?
No. It looks like a cardboard box, but in plastic. I know the name.
I guess just corrugated is the...
A coroplast.
Okay. I'm still going to say corrugated because I have no idea.
Okay. No matter. It doesn't matter. Like what we use for elections, the pancarte d'élection ici.
Oh, so the stuff they use for for election signs or like real estate sold signs.
Yes, exactly.
Like the stuff that's made of thin plastic, but it's like cardboard in the sense it's empty on the inside with like air channels and stuff.
We call that coroplast here, but I don't know if it's the French name. Or it might be a brand. Well,
that doesn't sound like English to me, buddy.
Yeah. But it might be a brand name, too. I have no idea.
That's true.
So I have it a bunch a of name. Those spare from elections, from museum stuff, from everywhere. So I'll might try with that.
If anyone ever wonders why they never see the electoral signs up on like a Pansy, we know why. Because Antoine's running around stealing all the signs at night.
Yeah.
I need my chloroplast.
Yeah. It's not from where I get them, but sure. Let's go for that. So I did that. I'm preparing that, trying to do the new mold this week. And that's about it. I haven't done any painting. I was preparing to do painting before the show, but it didn't work out. And I just tried before while we were talking, and no, I don't feel like it. So I'll get the putty out while we continue to record and work on the sculptures.
This is Antoine's sculpting show.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've had my weeks.
There's other stuff I want to work on, but it's cleaning. And cleaning on the show is really, really not a good idea. Like scraping and filing. And other miniatures I want to paint, but I shouldn't be working on. Like my other Pulp City stuff. But that's not getting me anywhere near what I need for Adepticon. So that's why they stayed. I had you to kept refrain. Them hidden? I left them in the cupboard where they are to be sure I wouldn't start working on them.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of those days, eh, Antoine?
Yeah, it's not working. And you were talking about the buying stuff. I said buying, but I received my Old Swarm order today. So I got the Burrows and Badger books and my small Warben that I got. So that's one of the things I wanted to clean.
Well, it's important that you get your Badgers and Burrows. This is a good thing. Burrows and Badgers. So I think I inverted the name there.
Yeah, I do. I do it too. So.
I never used to do it. I'm going to blame you. I think I picked it up from you.
What?
The inverting the name?
Oh, yeah.
I never ever used to do it, but I think I've heard you do it, and now it's just like...
That's possible. So, that's it. And gaming-wise, I had a single game, and it was with you. I don't know if you've played more than that.
No, last week was not a good gaming week for me. Also, I just gotten back from a weekend away, so like,
yeah.
I love my wife and I like my marriage, so in the interest of keeping both, I decided to refrain from going to gaming night last week,
which was probably a good idea.
Yeah, it was never. Let me be clear. My wife never said anything about it. She never asked me not to go to gaming. I just decided it would be a better idea. I don't want to make it sound like she's some sort of ogre that prevents me from going out, because that's totally not the case.
No.
In fact, most weeks I'm out 2 or 3 times a week, and she doesn't say a thing to me. God bless her. All right. Looking good, Thrommel. Looking dwarvy.
Yeah. So what did we play?
We played Judgment.
Yes.
The plan was to play a 5v5, but you didn't end up having time to cut out the game board we needed.
Yeah.
So we used my newly acquired demo set and played on a 3v3 board. And we also decided to switch up some of the models. I stuck with taking my standard Don Rakar cool miniature because it was the first guy I painted, and I think he looks awesome. So I took him. Mm-hmm. But then the other two models I took were new to me. Asteriel and... Oh, the Necromancer.
Zaron.
Zaron, yeah. Something or other. Actually, I could look right here because his name is on the tombstone on the base of another character. Zaron Bogdan. So, yeah. And I just mixed two paints together that were not the same paint. And I... maybe I should stop painting. Because I put a miniature down somewhere where he was not perfectly stable. And then he rolled into my brush that was covered in paint. That was... No. Yeah. Yep. It's going good. And you played...
What did you play? I don't remember now. I went for... I wanted the real miniatures, so I took Bastion, which is another one of the plastic miniature that comes in the starter.
Yep.
I add Piper, the elf illusionist, and the human defender.
Marcus.
Marcus, yeah. The Ice Knight.
Yeah. So. Fun game, again.
Yep.
I won again, which is odd. I don't really know why this keeps happening in this game. I figured I would get lucky once, but to win against you multiple times now, either this game hates you, or I'm a lot luckier than I thought I was.
Yeah.
Because I'm not supposed to beat you.
Oh, probably.
Hmm?
I don't see why you couldn't beat me.
Because I never beat you, Antoine, at any game.
Yeah, but there's some game where that doesn't work, it seems like.
I suppose.
And that game just doesn't work for me. But there's probably also, like, team building was... I don't know if my team was bad. I had ideas looking at it, but it didn't work out. The three games we've played, you also went first in the three games, and I was also on the same side of the board each time.
That's true.
We don't know if that had an impact or not, because we played three different lists every time, so it's not the list building, or it could be list building. I'm just really bad at list building.
Well, the thing is, we're not really building lists, right? Because we don't know the models. We're just taking stuff.
We're going at random, so...
I don't really call that list building.
No, for sure. Well, we do pick miniatures. We don't have a choice.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know what I mean.
The stuff I pick doesn't seem to work together.
Yeah.
I don't play it right, so...
It's list building in the most basic sense of the term, but not... it's not true list selection, right? Where we've got an idea where we're going, what we're doing.
Oh, no, for sure.
So I was thinking about for the thing at Adepticon, right? Like, mm-hmm. When I bought my models, I just bought stuff I thought looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really thinking about how do I make two functional lists out of this. So, I don't know that we'll have two functional lists.
Try to go for one for you, and I'll have fun with what's left. I'll pick miniatures based on look and have fun with that.
Well, I'm talking away from the mic, so you probably can't hear me properly. Give me one second.
Nope, I didn't hear anything. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I do have... Like, I think I have two of a lot of the classes. So, I have multiple aggressors. I have multiple defenders.
You have one of the soul gazers, and I have one too. So we're able to have one each.
And I've got...
you have at least one support, if not
more. I have Kvarto. So he's that a makes hybrid. He's a support or is he a hybrid? I think he's a hybrid.
He's hybrid, but most hybrids, I think, are kind of support.
Yeah. And then Bastion as well, right? So. Yep. Yeah, the thing I seem to have the most of is aggressors. I have Thorgar, the big Minotaur, and I have Brock. And Estariel. I have Rakir.
You have the fire chick,
too? Oh, Estariel as well, yeah. So, I guess I think I got the most of those.
And I think that's what there is the most of in the game, too.
That's possible. I've never looked at the breakdown on the site to see, like, percentage-wise, what's what?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it could very well be. But at least we should have some selection of models.
Oh, yeah. You have enough models for that. And we have...
And there's a chance I'll have more before the...
Yep.
I'm attempting to resist because they're so expensive.
And because of shipping, it's like you don't want to order just one at a time, which would be probably easier to...
Yeah, three seems to be the magic number. More than three and you jump to a different shipping bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And less than three, three or less, it's all the same shipping bracket. And it's about $16 Canadian for shipping, because it's coming from Australia. So, you know, 16 divided three ways, not so bad.
Oh, and that's less than it were if it was coming from West Canada anyway, so.
Yeah.
It's going around the world, and it's costing less than shipping locally, so.
Yay, Canada.
Yay.
For everything we do right, apparently we can't figure out how to send mail. Oh, well. Yeah, that's not going to work. Sorry. I went to add, you know, just a drop of water to some paint. And I ended up with about 25 drops of water.
Oh.
So my paint is like a puddle. That's why I was like, yeah, that's not going to function. It's not going to work out the way I planned.
But apart from our problem building it or me trying to make the game work, the game is fun.
Yeah, it's... I tell you, I have more fun with this than I ever had playing actual MOBA games. The learning curve on most MOBAs is prohibitive, I find nowadays. Like, you just have no chance to actually learn the game. At least that was my experience with League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to play it in, like, you know, your second game or, you know, third game, and people are screaming at you that you're a scrub and you're feeding the enemy and you don't know what you're doing. It's like, yeah, no kidding, I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I'm playing an unranked match, like, on a practice server. Like, why are you yelling at me?
Give me a break.
Yeah, it was pretty harsh, I won't lie. Okay, well, that's enough of that.
Mm-hmm. I've never tried any of those.
I like the concept. I really did. It just was not for me. Sorry, I'm attempting to find a good reddish brown to use as my base for my hair. I tried to cheat a little bit. That is too light. Yeah, so I airbrushed Thrommel to get him started with the metallic primer.
And how is that a cheat?
Well,
or that's not the cheating part?
That's not really a cheat, right? But because of that, of course, he's metallic everywhere. Because metallic primer is, you know, metallic primer. What that means is, though, that, like, it's hard to see any details.
Yeah.
In ways, it's even worse than having them all black. Because the metallic just reflects light right back at you. And the Badger metallic primer is superbly metallic. Like, if I was doing Necrons or something...
That would be the paint to use.
Yeah, I'd be a fool not to use this. So I'm telling you, my Grey Knights are looking... they're going to look pretty good. If I ever get back to them. So I'm trying to do a little bit of color blocking so I can kind of get an idea what the model looks like and plan my my strategy. But I think my models I got were kind of late in the mold life cycle casts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my Thrommel, I pulled out chunks of pink silicone from him. And he has a big block of something on his belt that is obviously a chunk missing out of the mold that filled. And there's just really nothing I can do about it.
Sadly, so, yeah.
Just kind of painting around it, and like, it's a chunk on his armor. Hopefully no one will notice with his hammer installed. Yeah, what can you do? It's not the worst I've had. I had one guy, his arm had the craziest mold slip ever. I've seen recasts out of China that were better casts. And to be fair, I'm sure if I contacted Gunmeister Games and was like, hey, you need to send me an arm, I'm sure they would. But they're in Australia. I kind of need these figures for an event. So.
Yeah, by the time they're back.
Yeah, I fixed as best I could, and I'm like, I'll just deal with it from there. All right, Black Paint, I had you a second ago. What did I do with you? But yeah, I figured I'd paint the dwarves first because they're tiny.
Yeah, smaller models to work on first.
And also, like,
more manageable.
And also, like Brock, for example, he's naked, so it's a very limited color palette, right? He's just got some pants on, some shorts, and that's it.
Yep.
So it makes it easier to get him done faster. Less switching colors, less everything. Of course, it also means it's a giant chunk of flesh. And
that's so fun to paint.
Well, I have to say these models are pretty forgiving, just because the scale is so big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of things just look better. You don't have to be quite so super contrasty extreme. Oh, if you hear some background noise, it's my wife coming home. She just finished hockey. So they're forgiving in a lot of ways. And because I don't tend to paint in a highly contrast style, much to my detriment, I think these will actually look better than most of my models. So do we actually have a topic for the show today?
Nope, it's a nubbisode.
Oh, it's a hobbisode. We seem to have a lot of these lately. We could talk a little about the Ninja Division announcement.
Well, is there really much to talk about?
Well, I suppose. It's for newsflash, it's as bad as we all thought. Yeah.
Well, it's also what we were pretty much aware of because of the statesman letter or what I don't remember.
The Attorney General.
Yeah, the Attorney General letter was about the same, but at least now we have official word from the company.
Yeah, we have some numbers too, right?
Yeah.
Whether I don't know if that helps at all because those numbers don't look very good, but
no they don't.
It's a bit disappointing. I feel bad for them.
They have 4 ongoing projects that are in the red that they can't fulfill right now. The 2 big ones being Riddick Knights 2nd Edition and the Super Dungeon Explorer Legion Kickstarter. And there's some miniatures, the chibi miniatures for Way of the Fighter. And some, I think, of the Starfinders miniatures. I think that's the last part.
The last one.
The last 2 are smaller projects, but they're still not fully done. And because of that, backers are stuck waiting for stuff with no idea when or if they will get them. The guys behind Ninja Divisions are still working on it. There's just the 3 owners left who are trying to find ways, I don't know how, get somebody to maybe buy some part of the license. Who knows? They're still working on it and they want to fulfill, but who knows if that will happen and if even if it happens, when. So, but at least we have communication because they had been silent for
ever,
like 6 months at least, if not more.
Not it wasn't good.
No,
but I guess, you know, when you've got nothing to say and all you're getting is a bunch of negative, like,
yeah,
or not, right? Like
they said that they were gonna stop because of that, because of how much bad feedback they got every time they posted anything. They stopped communicating, but that just made the matter worse.
Yeah. Well, I guess this proves the age-old adage of no news is good news lies.
Yeah. We know that tell us that I'm part of the Relic Knight Kickstarter. I didn't get into the Super Dungeon Explorer one because I already had 2 editions of the game and I didn't need tons of more minis that were just resculpts of what I have. So I skipped that one.
Oh, see, I thought you'd back that for some reason.
I backed it for a bug just to have the
just have the updates.
Yeah. I think Steve backed it.
Steve?
Yeah, because he wanted a copy to play with the girls.
Oh.
Of the base game.
Oh, no. That sucks.
Yeah.
I thought our group had escaped unscathed.
Yeah. But I'm part of the Relic Knight 2nd Edition Kickstarter, so I have some of my money there. What we did learn is that the miniatures are, everything except the book is already produced. But it's stuck with the, builder, that's not the right word.
Manufacturer.
Manufacturer. So it's stuck at the manufacturer because they don't have fun to pay the bill to get them sent.
You know what's going to happen, eh? Is that stuff's all just going to end up getting sold?
Yep.
So you will get it, but you'll have to buy it again.
That's what I guess.
And, because, you know, it's not like the manufacturer wants to sit on it. What are they going to do with it, right?
That's probably what will happen.
I imagine Kickstarter backers will get a first pass. And then if there's anything left, it'll go to more general sale.
Yep.
The other good news, good news. Well, something we understand, it's not really good news, but the manufacturer will probably not be asking for full retail. They'll probably just be trying to cover costs, overheads. So the added money backers will have to pay to get stuff will likely be less than what they already paid by a fairly significant portion.
But that's all conjectured. We
absolutely
have no idea if that will
happen. I'm the king of conjecture.
Yeah. So
when I'm not talking politics, I'm conjecturing about miniature stuff. I still can't get over that.
Yeah. Me neither.
That will confound me until the day I die.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what confused me the most about that? And again, I'm off the rails. Is to say that, politics has no place in a miniature podcast. Well, the thing is, we're kind of just a talking podcast that happens to cover miniatures. But politics affects everyone. It's part of our lives. We talk about our kids. We talk about our kids' activities. Politics affects us, just as much as those kids do.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. That's it. I think you can talk about politics without being necessarily political. My dwarf has pants. Success.
My miniature has a shield.
Well, my dwarf was all flesh tone colored because I airbrushed the flesh tone.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked kind of weird.
So we had an all flesh tone miniature and an
all metallic miniature. Yeah. It's like I was the me from 20 years ago painting all over again. This guy's wearing armor, so he's all silver. Black wash, done. Yeah, you laugh. We were all there at one point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I still have some of those first miniatures.
I actually looked at mine just the other day. I sold my box of old Ral Partha D&D miniatures.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. I had Kobolds and gnomes.
Oh, my. Those miniatures are so tiny, too.
Yes.
I don't know what scale they were, but they're like itty-bitty.
25 real scale, probably.
I guess it's possible. I don't know.
We're just used to being Game Workshop players to, like, false 28 Eorzeak, which is more like 32 Eorzeak, or 30 at least. So real 25 non-Eorzeak miniatures are really tiny compared to that.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I, suppose. Like, I was painting gnomes. What do you expect? Gnome at 25 scale are really, really small.
I keep wondering if I could strip the tester's enamels off those miniatures and give them a decent paint job now and what they'd look like. Have I ever tried to take a tester's paint off anything?
Oh, you probably just need a solvent.
Yeah, you don't think it would do something to the lead too, though?
Maybe. Depends how long it stays in there. And
yeah.
Yeah, I've been wondering the same. But like, I would prefer to find another copy of the miniatures to have like the old version and the new version side by side.
Yeah. The before and after.
Yeah. I could take pictures, but that's not the same.
No. No. And then they need to have a side-by-side position in your display cabinet, right?
Yep.
That's the...
That would be fun. If somebody still has those old Ralph Butter gnomes. Ah.
Are you about to put an offer out there?
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Send me your gnomes.
No, not send them. Contact me. I'll be happy to buy them. At least buy one. You were getting so many of them anyway. Like, they're four or five like in a pack. When you wanted just a player character, that was too many. And who's going to go attack like a colony of gnomes? You didn't need that many.
That's true. You never needed that many gnomes. But I think my dwarf is getting a recoloring. I should probably stop working on him. Let him sit for a bit. go to dwarf 2. Somewhere in this mess of paint, I have a bunch of secret weapon washes. And somewhere in that mess of secret weapon washes, there's a bottle of armor wash. Apparently I have 2 bottles of armor wash. One sounds chunky.
Not good.
One doesn't sound like anything at all, so that's... Chunky is probably better than the no sound.
Yeah, but wash sounding chunky doesn't sound good. Oh, I have a flash. When we were talking about stuff we got, I ordered a bunch of vehicles for Pulp City.
Oh, yeah, I saw that this week.
Yeah.
Those are pretty awesome.
Yeah, I got, I think, 8 different vehicles in 143 scale. Which I ordered a car, like just as a test on AliExpress, like a cheap car for $3, something like that, for shipping from China. Took 3 months to come here. But I wanted to know if the scale was right, and the scale fits perfectly. So earlier this week, I ordered a bunch of different vehicles. I ordered a motorcycle, a couple of cars, a truck, a fire engine. And I ordered a van with trailer too. Yeah, 8 different vehicles, all different size. Like the one that costed me the most was $6. So
yeah,
nothing crazy.
So it's not gonna break the bank, is what you're saying?
Oh no, not at all. Like everything together came under 30. So. They will all show up between 16 and 70 days, depending on the shipping estimates. we're not in the Christmas season anymore, so I think those might be realistic.
Well, well, at least you just finished Chinese New Year, right?
Yep.
So you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, like I ordered them, I think Monday, and by Tuesday, all of them except one were shipped already. Or ordered them over the week. No, I ordered them like Friday night, and by Monday, all of them except one were shipped. Like they were shipped over the weekend.
Well, over the weekend for you, but don't forget they're a day ahead, right?
Yeah, but a bunch of them were shipped on Saturday. So
fair enough.
Their weekends might not be on Saturdays in those factories.
Well, they may not get weekends.
That's also possible. So
let's be truly honest here. Mm-hmm. We're exploiting cheap Chinese labor to its fullest.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I ordered that. That's gonna be look better on the table. Get more vehicles to throw around or use as cover depending on size. So that's gonna be fun. I'm really looking forward to Pulp City playing it more. Now that you're getting to it, other local players are building up interest. So
yeah, now the game's dead, it's the perfect time to start playing.
Ah, that's what I do, it seems.
Next thing I know, you'll be pulling out Roots of Magic. Guys, I got this thing you need to try. Oh.
I was thinking about painting those last week.
Of course you were. It's also a good game, though.
Yep.
I never thought I would see a 1v1 miniature game that was good. Like,
oh, speaking of 1v1, did you see that today they released a 1v1 version for Judgment?
Yeah, I haven't read it yet.
Me neither. I just saw the post.
Yeah,
that sounds might be good.
Yeah, it kind of made me think of Roots of Magic. That's why it was in my head. Before I tried Roots of Magic, I never would have thought that could work, but it proved to me that the 1v1 could work. Mm-hmm. So, looking forward to giving it a try in Judgment.
Yeah, and that's pretty quick, and we could play multiple games in a short time.
Yeah, I was listening to the Judgment podcast today for the first time, and they were talking about playing on clock.
Yeah.
And I've never seen clock rules for Judgment, so I don't know what timing is like on that.
Yeah, I haven't read the tournament rules, so I couldn't say.
Yeah, I got no idea. This armor wash has seen better days, I think. Just saying. Not doing so well. All right.
Okay, I was going to ask how we were doing on time, but I think we've rambled on.
Yeah, we've rambled enough.
Yeah, I'm going to see what I wanted to talk about for news. Okay, it's going to be fast. I have by Middle Oak Casting Studios. It's a single miniature, a future tech specialist. I don't have the scale, but I think it's like 32 mil, probably, like a regular miniature size. Because he has a slower base. It's a cool miniature. It's not a fighting pose. The guy doesn't even look to have a weapon. It's a sci-fi model. Like, they called him a future tech specialist. He could be either an adventurer or maybe like a wandering engineer, something like that. He could work for post-apocalyptic miniatures, team too. So it's a cool non-fighting option. Maybe as an add-on to another pack, or maybe for RPGs. So, really nice model. Simple pose and pretty affordable is $10. So,
yeah, that's always nice to see. Like, we need more affordable miniature options. You know, as much as I love super expensive boutique miniatures, we need nice miniatures that aren't Reaper Bones that are affordable.
Yeah. It comes in a 25 mil round. So, yeah, it's probably 28 to 32 mil. So, there's that. The next one, this one is not on the inexpensive side. It's Candy Chan by Neko Galaxy. So, this is a bust.
By Neko Galaxy?
Yeah, we've mentioned them once or twice in the past.
Yeah.
They have more anime style bust.
Well, with a name like Neko Galaxy.
Yeah. So this one fits. It's a sci-fi girl. It's not a jumpsuit or like a work suit, but the front zipper is zipped down to the waist, and she's only in a tank top. So
of course,
a lot of fan service there. But the miniature is nice. The air is really nicely sculpted. And she's carrying a pretty big gun on her shoulder. So it's a nice pose. And I like the colorful sample they have on the website.
Yeah, they really seem to capture that anime style.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. She's one-tenth scale.
So, she's huge.
Yeah, she's big. And she's 52 euros.
But you know what?
For the size, it's not bad.
That's not bad.
No, but when we were talking about the $10 miniatures just before.
No, okay, I get it.
But they are not the same. Apples, right? It's a lot bigger.
Yeah,
one is a painting piece, so.
Yeah, I always try to compare apples to apples.
Yep.
You just can't compare something of the size of that to a 28 mil scale model.
And there's nice detail, like she has multiple pins on her bag and shoulder. Like on the artwork, one of the round pin they did had the smiley face, but on the painted version, it's a Pokeball.
So it's just a pin, right? So the
So it's a flat pin, so you can paint it as you want, and it's fun because you can do any type of pin. Like instead of doing just a straight smiley, you could do the comedian smiley from
Watchmen.
Yep. Watchmen, too. So there's multiple options.
Yeah, it lets you explore a little bit your artistic side.
Yep. So. That's another cool piece. And the last item I want to mention, it's not a simple item, it's a pretty big one by Mum Miniatures. They usually do, we've mentioned them in the past for fantasy miniatures.
A lot of times, yeah.
And now they are doing a Kickstarter for Mercenaries. So you get a lot of nice miniatures for, they look like Empire humans, kind of.
Okay.
We refer to old
Dogs of War
fantasy, yeah, Dogs of War. That's a really good way to say it. A lot of humans, some ogres, all type of different warriors. They even have dwarves. So yeah, they fit perfectly with the Dogs of Wars. I had Empire in mind, but looking at it more, that Dogs of Wars is a pretty better fit. And they're cheap, like. Most of the individual models are 2 euros.
That is... And these are 28 mil scale?
Yep. Like the basic pledge, what they call the starter pack, is 25 euros, and you get 10 miniatures, base, and all the free stretch goals.
Jeez.
That was the early bird, but they still have... The early bird was, I think, a week, so it still has time to go, even by the time of release of the show, which is going to release in 3 days. So there's still going to be a couple of days left to go for the early bird pledge. And if even after that, it's just €3 more. So €28 for 10 miniatures plus for stretch goals. And when we talk stretch goals, they hit some. Their initial goal was €1,000 and they're at 1800s now. So they are already in stretch goal territories. There's a multiple of them unlocked already. Either add-ons or free stuff.
So that's cool. Well, I mean, at the value it is, it's not surprising, right?
No, for sure.
Especially nowadays, like, D&D is so immensely crazy popular.
Yep.
Even, you know, the non-gamers are looking for affordable, nice miniatures.
And they would do cool town guards. And with the mm-hmm. stretch goal, they have goblin characters, ogre characters, mages, assassins, rogues, dwarves. So yeah,
character models, fit, right?
It would fit there super well. So it's a really nice project. By the time of release, the project will have 20 days left to go, so just under 3 weeks. It will be closing on Thursday, March 14th. And hopefully they will break a lot more stretch goal until then.
Well, I mean, it's still a long way out.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that they're going to do just fine. I don't see how they couldn't be uber successful.
No, me neither.
I just wanted to say uber. I won't lie. You're looking pretty good there, Mr. Dwarf.
So with your those khaki were pants. My new news items.
As always, lots of cool stuff.
Yep. Before we finish, I just want to mention once again that we are running registrations for the Guild Ball East Canadian National. It's held on June 1st and 2nd. We are already at 16 people registered, so we're missing 34 for the full prize package, and we still have just under 50 spots left for the total availabilities. It's only $40, and that includes two lunches and a bunch of swag. So,
yeah, and, you know, $40 Canadian.
Yeah, $40 Canadian. Like Guild Ball tonight said, that's something like $1.20 US.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool hearing the event mentioned there.
Yep. Thank you to Kevin for mentioning it.
Yep. You guys do such a great job this event. I mean, I have already registered.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And, you know, if people want their chance to come and crush me at Guild Ball, because believe me, you will crush me if my recent Captain Con record holds true. If that indicates anything, it's that my skill level is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to have fun, it's going to be a cool experience. It's pretty cheap. You will get cool prices because most of the price we put out as either swag or participation prices. We don't give a lot to the winners. There's already much that's coming out from Team Forge. They get the trophy, and if we get the right amount of registration, they have the other stuff. We also
give to the UK. Yeah.
Small prize tokens to all the best of guilds. So there's also that. And you're going to be in Montreal. You can grab a poutine, there's a lot of stuff to do in the evening if you're into nightlife. So,
or strippers.
Let's not forget that's the part of nightlife.
Yeah, if you're a healthy young man, Montreal, yeah.
Contact or not, your choice.
Yep,
we offer everything here. So,
we have the strangest way of selling this event. I'm just saying. Have we mentioned the prostitutes? wait, family show? Sorry.
You just went for strippers, and now you're going
well, talking about family then show. Then I turned the dial to 11, right? So
Yeah. So just quick mention for that. We'll have a link in the show note, but if you look for East National in the Facebook event, you'll be able to find that too. So Oregon Lunchings, we're there, and there's a link too. So
yep.
Multiple ways to find us.
All right. Anything else to add, sir?
Nope, that's enough for me.
Okay, well, I guess that is a show then. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead here because things are going downhill fast. So it's time to put down those miniatures and come back to them another night. I just noticed I've got fingerprints of other colors on... Because, you know, like an old school painter, I'm handling the models as I'm painting them instead of using a handle or something. And I'm not very good at keeping my hands clean. So handling a model you're painting with fingers that are full of paint from another area of the model.
Yeah.
Always the best way to paint.
Time to stop.
That's what they keep telling me. So I'll stop after I've touched up the oopsies. All right, Antoine, it's been a pleasure as always.
Yes, it was.
And I will see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com, where you will find Almost Podcast, a fan-driven companion podcast for the Almost Human television show. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.